Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Hey, welcome everybody. Another episode, After Show, The Challenge, here at AfterBuzz TV. We got the whole crew here. We got a special guest. Marie's going to be joining us in a second, and she's going to be speaking on behalf of Nani and all the crazy drama that happened with her tonight. We're all super excited. I'd like to start the whole thing off by saying happy birthday to Benny. Benny?
Oh. Yay, Benny!
No, Benny, I got a birthday gift for you right here. I'm going to give you a haircut, yeah?
I'm down, bro.
Okay?
I'm down.
Good. I want to start with overall thoughts, because we don't do that as much anymore. And this, for me, it was like a lot of drama. And in the last 15 minutes, we finally got something else. So let's do overall thoughts. We'll go around. Just feel free to say your overall thoughts of the episode and action.
Dan, I agree with you, man. I was actually thinking that same thing for like the first half of the episode. I was honestly kind of getting not bored with it, but I was like, all right, I need some action. I need something. So kind of like, you know, it took me a little while to get back into it. But once that elimination hit, man, I was like, this is what I'm here for. That was amazing. So that elimination alone made up for the rest of the episode, in my opinion. So overall, I'll give it about a 7.5.
That's higher than last week.
Yes, yes.
Okay. I'm going to rate my overall thoughts in order of top scandals, because this was a scandalous episode. So the most, and these are the scandals, according to me, the worst to the least offensive, starting from top to bottom. Number one, most offensive scandal, Zach. Just, that's all, Zach. Number two.
That's all that needs to be said.
That was a scandalous moment, was Nelson, and he did redeem himself, but boy, Nelson. Number three, most scandalous was that elimination in general. Woo, woo, woo. Just drama, drama. And then number four, what do I have as number four?
Tell
no
us.
Number four. And number
was
five.
Was it cup of
least,
noodles?
The
was
least it? Scandalous was the most promoted, which was the Nani. That I think was the most offensive right. scandal of the episode. So that's my overall thoughts. We'll get into that more.
Yeah, I agree. We're definitely going to get into the Nani and Issa situation. And I think it's the social media and the Twitter trolls and everybody coming after Nani that is making her feel very sensitive and upset with watching this episode. It's hard for any of us to acknowledge what we do when we're drunk. And not that being drunk is like always a golden excuse or way out of things, but she totally, I mean, she took accountability. She redeemed herself. So I don't think Nani, you know what? I just don't think she needs to stress about it as much as she is. Long story short. Elimination, incredible. Benny got his birthday present.
Oh my God.
Because we're all Jenna stans, but you were like number one Jenna stan.
Number
the elimination. Yeah, go ahead.
All I have to say about this episode is the Barbie Beast is back. She is back. It's been a while since we've seen her compete like that in an elimination and win. So it was really cool to see her doing that. And this is why Jenna doesn't need a storyline, because people like her because she's an underdog and she competes and she always pulls through. So this was an awesome episode.
It couldn't have come at a better time too, with all this shit going on with her relationship and also people just undermining her, underestimating her, and her just pulling through. So people should be shook, basically.
Yeah.
Right.
I think we have Marie coming in right now.
Yeah, possibly.
There she is. Oh,
all right.
Yes,
Marie.
Happy to have you here, Marie. Just connecting audio right now.
Okay, I was like, I can't. Yeah, this is.
Can you hear us?
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Can you hear us?
I can hear you.
It took me a little bit, but I'm here.
Right now
we're doing overall thoughts of the episode. What did you think of this episode tonight?
This episode was hot. I loved it.
Oh, great. Short and sweet. Fantastic. Yeah. I'll give you guys my overall.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Thoughts real quick. I honestly think the last two episodes should have been put into one. They're drawing out these storylines right now. I want the full storyline. I want my challenge with my elimination. And they really, honestly, I love the last 15 minutes of this episode, but the first hour and 15 was a little too much. They had a lot of repeating conversations. I know Tori wants to stay and get a red skull. I heard it 5 times with her and Jordan. I already know this. I know she's getting married and she wants to get married. It was a lot for me personally, but that's okay. We're in it now. So
I think the nomination was scandalous too. That was my number 4 that I forgot.
There's a lot of drama, but I want a mixture. I just want a bit more mixture. It was a lot of drama. Marie, you must have been loving the drama though.
Yeah, I always love the drama, especially. but the best part of the drama is that like the world doesn't really know the drama, you know, and like.
Well, that's why you're here tonight, to tell us the truth.
You need to let us know.
You know it. I already got my warning text.
Yeah, you talk to everybody though.
Yeah. What do you mean your warning text? Who was your warning text from?
Just the warning text.
Don't spill any too much secrets. Well, the question is then, so it was really promoted prior to the episode airing on social media, this scandalous Nani hitting on Casey and she's drunk and it's awful. And Anissa getting, it turned out to be from once you saw the whole episode, much ado about nothing. She was drunk, whatever.
Yeah.
She did a little crush and then her and Anissa made up and the episode moved on to far worse things. So what's the deal from your insider knowledge that's going on?
So, okay. This isn't from my like insider knowledge or anything like that. My thing is there's a lot of types of friends out there. Okay. Mm-hmm. And let's start with this kind of scene. You're out at a bar. You see me, I'm hammered, I'm having a good time, making out with a guy, right? Are you going to come over there and rip us apart?
No.
I'm probably going to be cheering, right?
Right.
but at the same time, just the way everything was gone about, it didn't seem like it was very much in Anissa's business. And I feel like she made it kind of clear earlier in the episode that, you know, she was kind of like the fourth person out. I've been the fourth person out. It sucks those three. Mm-hmm. You know.
Totally.
You feel like an ogre now. Go fucking walk the beach with them.
Right. It's like, I mean, not rough.
But you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So which part were we at the bar?
So you're saying Anissa shouldn't have interrupted what was happening?
I am saying that there's a couple scenarios here. So outside in the public, you can either be a cock block or you could just realize your friend's really messed up and like bring them home, right?
Right.
Now imagine that for some reason you had an Insta live, right?
Right.
Would you like? So I'm trying us, to compare can you, this so can people you understand.
Name. Sorry, because some of us don't exactly know all the details. Can you say the details or is that not cool? So someone did an Insta live.
That was just me trying to create a like
theoretical.
Wow, did I miss the nail on that one, huh? Okay. But basically the point is we've done these shows for a very long time. Okay. When I have a friend, I am their friend to their face, to their back, in an interview, somewhere thousands of away. You can't talk about my friends, right? But then there's other situations where people kind of lose sight of the fact that we are on reality TV and there are millions of people out there judging us and we've all been through it, like mental health situations. And like, I say, like, if you feel bad about something, like I think Anissa tweeted something like, I don't want to look forward to that episode. Mm-hmm. Like there's something guilty on your head, you know? And if for that, like, that's how I feel. And I, okay. Like, she's already starting like her apology tour back too, because like, it's all bullshit. It honestly is.
Well,
yeah.
A lot of the drama was tonight. I felt that it was a whole lot of nothing. And right. Casey didn't even seem to be like, oh my God, I have to make out with Donnie. She was just kind of chilling.
Right.
Out. She wasn't like super.
That's annoying. The point. It so didn't it, seem like anyone like, needed Anissa to get involved. In then?
But with that being said, I do think Anissa was just kind of, you know, she had prefaced in the beginning of the episode, this is the closest I've ever felt with Nani. I feel like this person is my true friend now. So I think that Anissa was probably the most sober one there, or at least in that situation. So in her perspective, she is doing what, you know, she believes is being a supportive, good friend. And even Jenna kind of agreed with that in her confessional. And I think Anissa's thing was her just saying like, hey guys, just remember, this is fun. We're all drinking. We're partying. Just remember there's cameras everywhere, you know?
Yeah. In terms of, sure, but it's
this is like classic manipulation at its finest. It's playing both sides, like always.
Okay.
Well, but it looks like he was about to get a storyline finally, but Anissa and Nani put an end to that real quick.
Right, seriously.
But you know Anissa well. Like, don't you think her intentions were good?
I wouldn't say like all the time. No,
I have to like situation.
You know, she mentioned the Holy Trinity thing. She mentions all this stuff that like seemingly you can take as, you know, jealousy. And like honestly, when I dislike something, the first thing I do is like realize that like, oh, I must be jealous, you know, like this is what I do. Like the only time I'm ever mad is because like I want something of theirs or in some sort of manner. You know, like let's right. be honest.
And Anissa was jealous of Nani flirting or Casey flirting with Nani and vice versa and not with her?
I mean, maybe there was a bunch of triangles going on. Who the fuck cares? It's just like.
Well, that's why we talk every week, Murray. Because we
care. Oh, yeah, I guess. I guess.
We care.
I don't know, but. Yeah, so.
That being said, you obviously, you're close with Nani and living with her right now, right? I mean, and I think she wanted you to talk about the situation maybe on her behalf a little bit. I mean, what did she, how has this affected her? What has been her perception of how the episode has played out and what's been aired?
Yeah. I mean, Nani is a very, very strong woman. I think that anyone could say that about her, just like watching her grow up on reality TV or like as a best friend or as a person. And she stays away from stuff like Twitter and all this other stuff because she doesn't want to deal with it. And it's just really upsetting, like to see someone go through such, you know, like a breakdown over the last few days for them to finally show the episode, which is like really not that big of a deal.
Yeah.
That's,
yeah.
I think that's what we all felt. Is that
Yeah. It's but crazy that people will react before they even see the episode. Like they're reacting to a clip already, which is for her awful because it did wind up, I will say in terms of friends, I was a little thinking once they got back to the house, Anissa might have had her motives and Casey and whatever. Nani was clearly not, like it almost was like it was just drunkenness at that point. It wasn't her aggression. So yeah. I feel like why didn't Kayla and Jenna like take her away from that situation? Because to me, it's like that's
not everyone's gonna have the same heart as you.
Yeah, I guess it's just like at that point.
Is that Nani right there? Is that did Nani just come home? It's Nani.
No.
Go
is
run.
It really?
That's fine.
Oh, so.
But yeah, that's what
Nani
I thought.
Nani was obviously extremely drunk. I mean, when she gets the cup of noodles,
oh my
I feel like that's when you know Nani is drunk.
Oh my gosh.
She always has a cup of noodles in her hand when she comes back from the club when she's drunk.
Uh-huh.
And the poor cup of noodles is like the biggest, you know, yeah. RIP of this episode. But she cleaned it up, though. She cleaned up after herself.
She cleaned it up. She like did it up. Not even knowing, you know, what even happened that night. She was on a real blackout tip.
Yeah.
It happens to all of us.
Right.
I was just saying that cup of noodles throw was like the highlight, one of the highlights of the episode for me. So I'm so happy she did that. That was awesome. It happens, you know?
But you know what? Apology. Nani wasn't even like, it wasn't even that bad. I felt like people who had worse of a people had worse of a limelight, I guess, on the show was Nelson and Zach, if anything.
Right.
Yeah, so yeah. Let's talk about the nominations, and we can talk about Nelson, and we can talk about how Tori nominated herself. What did you guys think? I mean, obviously, Nelson apologizes, and the next line he says is that Kayla has sex in porta potty. So Nelson's just at a whole other level tonight. And yeah, I mean, what did you guys think of the nomination section?
Oh my God.
I found myself getting like just really, really annoyed with Nelson watching him. And I'm like, I know you're better than this, bro. Like, you can't just talk to women like that. It was awful. And I actually did feel bad for Kayla for what he said to her, because no one deserves, no matter what you do, no one deserves to be talked to like that. So it was good that he apologized, but at the same time, he still did it and he still said those things. So like, it just kind of sucked coming from him.
Watching Nelson is being like on the first row of a roller coaster ride. It reminded me of that scene in Dumb and Dumber when it's like, just when you did something, I couldn't think you could
right?
do anything
you
more
go,
stupid.
Exactly.
You go to this and you totally redeemed yourself. And
exactly.
I was holding my chest. I was holding my heart. I was like, oh, Nelson, sweet boy. Like, he apologized. He's so
when
sweet.
He,
and then he's like, you're the foulest woman ever. And I'm like, oh, what the hell?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I mean,
it's like he like slowly escalates and then just like.
Right.
Blows
Nelson is a
up.
Passionate guy. He's very passionate. I'm friends with him personally, so that's why I'm saying this. So he means well. He has good intentions. He's a good guy, genuinely. But he does let his emotions get the best of him. And I mean, obviously, Marie, you know, in that situation, your emotions are all over the place. So I can understand what happened. Do I condone what he said? Obviously not. Absolutely not. That was obviously taking a little too far.
He kind of spilled like the biggest tea, though. I need to figure out what happened in this porter potty. Where was
it? Right. That's what I'm saying. I like the fact that he did call it out, though. I mean, I did like that. Realistically, Kayla isn't innocent.
Just made that up to just say that she's dirty.
Did he just mean bathroom?
I disagree, though.
Maybe
he meant bathroom, right?
Right. No one's really going to
in the bathroom.
Gonna do it in a porta potty. Like, I don't care how risque you are. Anyway.
I mean, desperate times.
of it whatsoever for what he said. Like, I think there's, I don't care like how passionate you are about that game. You're an adult, you're a grown man, and you should know how to treat people and how to talk to people.
Right, control yourself, Nelson, and use your words.
He's a child in the way that he can't, like, think about what he wants to say and then say, he just says stuff. He's like, oh, I probably shouldn't have said that.
I think it's validated in the sense that we've all lost our temper and flown off the handle at some point in time where you look back, you're like, I shouldn't have done that. I shouldn't have said that. So I don't think it's necessarily fair to say, like, yes, we all know how we should treat people, but at the same time, we don't always do that. You know what I mean? So we're all guilty.
But it seemed like him and Kayla made up. Marie, what did Kayla, did you guys talk about that part of the episode?
What part?
Of when Nelson went at her during the voting.
Oh, yeah. She did tell me about that.
What'd she say?
I mean, listen, Nelson's Nelson. You're like on his team, and then like it only takes about 3 seconds before you're like back to like just throwing socks at your TV.
And Kayla seemed that way. She seemed to take his apology in
my
stride.
Honor.
Like, sure, thanks.
Yeah, I don't know. Kayla had some interesting things tonight. She said she wasn't ready to get married and kind of used that as a reason for cheating on Mikey. But did you guys read on Twitter that she said that Mikey was constantly cheating on her as well? Benny, you might be more knowledgeable.
I actually missed that.
I thought that she said that. And then I'm like, but then in this episode, she also said that Mikey is such a great guy. So I was just getting a lot of conflicting thoughts from Kayla tonight. I just didn't know where to go.
Obviously, there are other things that we don't, and she even said this. She even said that she's not going to say or release every single thing that's going on in her past relationship. That's her right to keep that private. Mm-hmm. So obviously, there are other things that have happened prior that we don't know about. And so that's why I feel like there's so many black holes in that storyline.
And this is on production, but why are we getting so much invasive information into Jenna and Zach's relationship? But we haven't seen Kayla communicating with her boyfriend at all. I don't know if they are and they're just not
because we
it,
know
but-
Zach.
We're also getting drawn out storylines, guys. Like I said, this should have been summed up in one episode, but they needed footage for two episodes that they put one episode they put into two.
It was a good build up though to the finale. I mean, to the elimination.
Yeah.
So that's why they had to carry
I want to go back to how it was. This is way too long for me, guys. I agree.
Oh my God. Everyone has something to complain about in this world. Can't we just be excited?
This is reality TV. This is what it is. I mean,
the reality of reality TV is whatever problem you just mentioned, because I zoned off for a little bit. Doesn't matter.
Oh, girl, we're not keeping you on your toes. We gotta start calling out some information. You're falling asleep on us.
Oh my God. Yeah.
She said we're snooze fest. We gotta
Yeah, guys, we gotta step this thing up. I have a couple of questions myself.
Let's go. Lay it on us.
Since there's two challenge podcasts now.
Yeah.
Oh.
How do you guys feel about that?
One is a stand-in during the hiatus of the other shows. There's still only one challenge podcast, which is ours. They're just doing, I think, a sort of coronavirus hiatus, more content for the world.
Well, yeah.
Do you think they're like, oh my God, this is a season that Kayla's gonna get burned? And this is our opportunity to take advantage of talking shit and all
that.
Do
they have issues with Kayla from other shows or something like that? Is that the problem?
Yeah, they hated each other. Honestly, they hate most people.
Okay.
Oh.
Well, please. I mean, go ahead. Talk.
Well, I just want to let them know that, like, ladies, if you are in these situations, take a step back. I'm pretty sure you've done something stupid before. I hate that you're so quick to, like, say whatever the fuck you want. And I know that Anissa is there to, like, talk about whatever, but it's really going to come down to me. So might as well get my one story across right now. And it's, Anissa, you're selfish. Okay. And you know what? That was too much. Like, this is too much. This is too much.
Okay. Having said that, do you think Anissa in the end handled herself well? Like, it seemed like the next morning Nani felt in the wrong. She apologized and Anissa was cool with it. Like,
yeah, no, all of this stuff is normal. All right. Of this is so normal in so many circumstances. It's just the point when it's on reality TV, you know, we learn what we give them is what can air.
Right.
So
Maria,
like,
I'm going to stir the pot a little bit, but what do you think Anissa is going to have to say tonight?
Oh, after this?
Yeah. She's on your favorite after show after this.
She's on your favorite after show after this.
There we go. Right back at me. Perfect.
Mm-hmm. No, here's my thing, though. Yeah. I really like the guys. Ugh. I really like those guys when I spoke to them, to be honest with you. I thought they were mad chill. There's two agendas going in there right now. One agenda is to come after Kayla, because they love doing that. And the second one is for Anissa to, instead of talking about what happened with Nani and realizing that, listen, sometimes you got to chill. Okay. You know?
Yeah.
And that's.
And I totally get, you know, you're defending your friend here, and that's totally, you know, you can do that. That's your responsibility. But I know that they have no agenda going into that. I don't think that they're trying to promote hatred or anything for one specific person. I think that they're probably expressing their opinion. The other show, I don't think there's any agenda. I mean, I think it's reaching out to people to get guests on. I think they're lucky to have Anissa, and every, you know, she was a big part of this episode, so she can definitely speak on that. But I know they're not trying to promote any agenda. We just gotta protect our AfterBuzz TV fam too, and we love them, and we know
I love all of these people. I love all of these people. It's just the point of the matter is, like, just laughing about, like, what happens when you're filming and, like, what happens when you're not.
Well, we just give our opinions, Marie. We can only see what we see on TV, and then we try to piece it together with what we find on Twitter 3 months later. So we're just trying to do our best to say how we feel about situations.
I understand that. So you want me to stop talking?
No, no, absolutely not.
Those words would never come out of my mouth.
No, I enjoy it. I like it. Definitely let it out. I mean, that's what you're here for, you know? Let us know how you're feeling.
I honestly, but you know what? Here's the real thing. Here's the real thing. You know when you think you care or you might care and then, like, you do something that makes you think that you care, but at the end of the day, when you really think about, like, do you care?
Right.
Like, the majority of things is, I don't care. Like, mm-hmm. you're tweeting or you're saying something in a moment. And you know what? That's a big takeaway that I need to learn is that ain't nobody caring for you but yourself. So if people are in relationships or whatever else, they're good.
Well, speaking of tweeting, because I noticed that you and Anissa had some Twitter drama prior to this. So are you guys, like, what would you say your relationship is now? And how is Nani dealing with that, knowing that, like, you know, both of her friends are kind of, like, going back and forth at each other?
Well, Nani doesn't even have Twitter, so she knows hardly what's going on. hold on. Sorry.
All right. I think let's move on to the tribunal, guys. You want to
talk
about that, Marie? What do
Sounds
you think?
Good.
Right?
Yeah.
What do you think? Yeah. All right. Good.
Tribunal.
They nominate D, Kayla, Big T, all for different reasons. D seems that she's pretty upset. Kayla's just like, good, I might be able to get a red skull. And Big T is questioning, like, well, don't you want to keep me? But at the same time, I'm thinking, wouldn't someone rather go against Big T because she's considered an easier layup?
Yes.
Yes. Sure. So that's all my thoughts on that, guys.
Well, should we talk about Jenna and Zach's call before? Oh, okay.
That's next.
Happened. Yeah. I thought that Jordan's vendetta against Dee is a little overly, like, he's mad that she didn't put Tori in the first time. It just seemed like he's a little harsh, but I liked Dee's badass response.
Yeah.
You know? She came back like, I'm gonna mess you up.
Dee went in there and she was like, I don't, if you put me in there, I'm gonna come back,
Win,
and I'm gonna go right back after you.
That was the only response I think that would have worked too. If it was like, no, don't do that, sorry. Like, I think that's the way to get Jordan. Is like, okay, if you think your wife is gonna beat me so easily, you might want to think again. It was pretty tough. I liked it.
At this
Marie,
point,
what
episode,
did you think about the whole deliberation of who to throw in there?
All right, guys, I'm going to be completely honest with you right now, because there got to be. I feel like I can't take any more questions because now I'm questioning the way that I answered. And I feel like I'm not doing the right thing in any way. So everyone was cool in the episode. It was really great.
Don't get in your own head. It's all good.
You're good, Marie. It's not in my own head.
But
if
you can kindly let me go smoke a cigarette and or something close to it, I would appreciate you.
Thank
guys.
You for joining
All
us.
Right. We got you. Have a good night, Marie.
Just kidding, everyone. See, that was a joke, guys. I'm failing.
You're winning. God. It's coronavirus times.
Oh my God.
Everyone's going a little bunkers.
So is she gone now?
I think she's gone.
So confused. Okay, bye, Marie.
So she weighed in. Thank you for joining us, Marie. So back to the episode. So yeah, I thought it was cool of Dee.
I have some thoughts. At this point in time, when we were at the tribunal voting, I have zero prediction that Jenna is going to end up volunteering. Spoiler alert, everybody watch the episode, but that was not at all the path that I thinking that this episode would go. So I'm sitting there thinking, damn, I'm so disappointed because their initial thought was, let's put Jenny versus Tori. And I thought that was so smart. Although I love both of them, I'm like, that's an awesome power move. That is so smart. That way you're guaranteeing one of the strongest women gets out of the game.
And it's but a rematch.
And that I thought that was going to be so good. Like, why didn't they go down that road? But I guess it's because how would they really have been able to get Jordan on board for that? But they have to play both sides, because does Jordan even need to be on board for that? Because there's two versus one. So the girls can get Jenny in there if they want, but they all have to work as a threesome in order to get those three votes in. So I doubt that Jordan would be able to give a tally for Jenny to get her name as a potential interrogation person. Yeah, and then with that being said, I do think, I mean, D, I think Jordan has kind of all the reasons in the world to say D. I mean, they established that from episode one. Yeah. So I thought it was totally fine that you said her name.
Yeah. I would have loved to see a Jenny and Tori elimination, because it would have been round two again. So I feel like that elimination would have been like that more intense. Don't get me wrong, that Jenna and Tori elimination was off the chain, but it would have been cool to see Jenny and Tori. And remember, Tori won against Jenny last season. So who knows what would have happened if Jenny went in there against Tori. So I guess we'll never know, but
I mean, I'm not gonna lie, I would have liked to see D get thrown in there against Tori. That would have been great, because I personally don't think she would have even delivered half as well as Jenna did. I don't think so at all. So I would have loved to see her get thrown in there. But again, like I said, I was happy with the elimination. But I think it was kind of already laid out what was going to happen. You know, rather Jordan wanting what he wanted. Again, like you said, Jen, two against one, it was kind of already laid out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think Big T handled herself really well in the interrogation room also. And I just love her. She's such a sweet, like, nice soul. I feel like she's genuine too. Like, she'll say what she means and what she thinks, even if it's emotionally hard. And that's what she did. And she shot her shot too by saying, you know, why put me in now? Don't you want to keep me around for later if you think I'm weaker?
Right.
Which is awesome strategy. Good tactic. And she also, you know, and she showed her vulnerable side too. This game, at this episode, like, everybody's getting super emotional with this, how the politics and everything's panning out.
Do you guys think that D would have been the biggest, or I'm sorry, Big T would have been the easiest person for Tori to beat though?
I think so.
You can't count Big T out though. You can't count.
Why do they keep, but Benny, they keep throwing her in like season, she's, they keep throwing her in though, like, oh, throw Big T and we need a layup. Jordan said it tonight. Someone that she can beat.
She's not strong physically and she's not big. So she's out, you know, she's definitely.
That's all I'm saying. That's why they're doing it.
If anything, this season has proven that you can't count anyone out. So you can't count Big T out, because she could pull a J and just surprise anyone. Jenna, everyone thought Jenna was going to lose, and she surprised us. You can't count anyone out because of, like, their size or whatever.
The only reason they thought Jenna was going to lose, though, is because of her mental state. But she's a very strong competitor if she's all there, and she seemed absolutely fine tonight.
And Jay also went into the whole thing, all these eliminations, going, bring it. I'll take on anyone. Big T knows she's dancing around getting – I mean, I'm not counting her out and saying she's – a layup or anything, but yeah, Tori, odds are she would have taken out Big T, we know what it was.
I honestly think that it's a very slim chance that Big T makes it to a final this year, and call me if I'm wrong. That's great. That's fine. I just think that she has a very less likely of a chance compared to some other people if she has to go into an elimination.
Yeah,
that's,
I mean, if we're going breaking down to stats bet, and logic and performance, she has the worst, we can worst do chance.
Gentleman's bet, Benny, it's your birthday. I gotta do gentleman's bet.
Yeah.
What's the bet?
A gentleman's bet means you don't bet anything, but that's also because it's quarantine. I have no money, so yeah.
I bet you crackers. Yeah. I bet you some Oreos.
Anyways,
did we
guys,
do?
I'm
we
sorry.
Didn't do Zach and Jenna yet.
No,
that's next.
We
here we
are
go. Zach
so
and Jenna.
Chaotic this afternoon.
Oh boy, guys, this is one.
We're bunkers.
We're live.
Is everybody still with us out there?
And we can't all see each other.
No, live chat's blown it up. They are. They're hilarious.
God, I can't wait to read it. Or can I wait? It's one of the two. let's get to Zach and Jenna. They have a very Zach is just going at her tonight. It's his house. He bought, not your house. You just live there. You're my woman.
No.
Like, dude, Zach, you're crazy, man. He's
like,
crazy.
Let's go back to 1940. This is
what
my
he's doing.
House. My boyfriend and I were saying, like, damn, we kind of want Jenna to win this whole season. But we obviously don't see that this goes this way because they get engaged and they're living together. It's like, Jenna, win this whole season. Get the money. Get your own damn house, girl. Get your own house.
Do you think
they need to film this stuff quicker? I'm tired of knowing what happens. I don't want to know that Zach and Jenna are still together.
Right.
Film it quicker, guys.
Do you think there's any chance in real life that Jenna, looking back, like, you know, you could hear it. Well, okay. So, Jen and Zach, do you think that there's any chance that looking back at this and actually seeing it play out, she would ever be like, you know, forget it in real time, even though that we know that they've gotten together. Really seeing someone talk to you like that and the condescension. For, I will say, I've always slagged on Jenna, and I will say to defend her, she was not giving in to Zach this time. Forget the win, but she was like, but I love you, I'm sorry. Like,
yeah.
I'm so used to that game of gaslighting her and saying like, well, you better come home, and her going, okay, I love you, I'm sorry. Like, when he does something wrong, he flips it on her. And she this time was like, okay, okay. Okay, Zach, like, she seemed like she wasn't really falling for it. And again, in a relationship, we don't know. But that to me seemed so over the top, unacceptable, that I can't imagine watching that back with someone I was with and feeling like that was an acceptable way for them to treat me.
I gotta admit, I was cringing when I was watching it. Go ahead, Benny.
It was just really hard to watch just how he was talking to her. And like, I always, because I've said from day one, I've been a fan of Zach, but I from watching, I just could not think of anything positive to say about the guy, which is how he was talking to her. And just this whole episode, just how, you know, Zach and Nelson were both talking to women. Like, it was just, it was cringy to watch.
But Nelson, to me, said it was not cool, and he apologized, but that was a childish slip of the tongue, like calling someone, you know, a bad curse word or something. It wasn't a pattern of, again, not to be overly, Zach, the gaslighting and the manipulation and the breaking, reading her old things and then throwing it in her face and telling her he's ending the relationship if she doesn't come home from another country where she's trying to win money for them. It's just like, so wrong that we
her own money though, right? It's her own money this time.
Yeah. It was just like obsessive, manipulative, controlling. It was all bad.
It was so twisted. There's
your conspiracy about Zach. He doesn't want her to win money so she can go buy her own house. He wants to be able to control her. Bam.
He wants her under his thumb.
Right. She needs her own house. She needs her
Oh, she does. But he doesn't want that. Apparently, he wants her to come home.
Yeah.
I love the fact though, that she stayed and proved herself first. That was like her answer. I love the fact that she did that and didn't just cower out and go home and run to him. So I like that she actually had to test herself first for her answer. And I'll say this, that purgatory was very close. And I did think that Jordan was throwing out like really good advice for her. I just thought he was really aggressive with it. It was like making me nervous. Like, is he going too far? Please just tone it back a little bit. But the advice he gave her, if she was able to take it in more of a constructive way, I think she would have won because it was very close.
I agree. It's hard to hear that when you're competing. And also, just to compliment a complimentary relationship, because, you know, we love Jordan and Tori, is at the end, his hot-headedness. I'm not saying every relationship should be perfect and every person in the relationship should be perfectly behaved. I was like, watching it with my boyfriend and saying, if you treated me like that when I won an elimination, like you were fuming, I would be like, fuck, screw you. I would be so mad. And Tori and Jordan compliment each other because she's just going, baby, listen to me. Baby, stop it. Listen to me. You got to calm down and win. Like, she handles him so well and he knows he's doing the wrong. Like, they wind up complimenting each other. He's hot-headed. I would have been pissed. It wouldn't. And she was just like, you need to calm down. I know you're upset that I'm leaving. And it all went well. It, you know, it was crazy.
This elimination was so good. The endurance, the fact that they were neck and neck. Jenna got that big lead. And Tori, I think, was really trying to out-strategize the game. And, you know, she started picking them slowly through the little holes in the platform instead of just smashing the bricks. And I think that she thought that she was outsmarting and doing the best strategy possible, but it really wasn't working out for her. And if she just started off by doing it the right way, the normal way, the human instinct way, she probably could have won because she came back and tied it up so closely. But Jenna, like she said herself, her strength is endurance, and she that's what really carried her through this and made her perform so well. But it was so good.
It was crazy, like yelling, and it was so close. And I thought Tori was gonna win. I did not think this was gonna happen. I thought they were, you know, having Jenna in the lead the whole time to do an upset switcheroo. I couldn't believe it. It was crazy. And I'm proud of Jenna. Jenna had a good, I think Jenna should be proud of herself this episode instead
she
of,
should.
You know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, hands down, I love both of them. It was hard for me to like pick who I wanted to go for, but I love seeing that Jenna with the fire come out. That was really cool. Because part of me was like, man, is Tori just gonna mow over her? Like, what's up with Jen? You know? And then to see her just come back, and she was just, I was like, yes.
Well, even when right before Jenna went in, my note was like, Jenna looks like she just got a full blowout. Like she, her hair was down and beautiful. She had a full.
And
I was
that's
like,
why
she
people love
not.
Her.
In it to win it, but she was the Barbie beast.
Exactly.
And, I said that too after she won, after she did this like grueling, I don't know how long this took them, but I'm sure it was, it gassed them out so much, your arms, your legs, your endurance, cardio, everything.
Absolutely.
And after her hair is like blowing in the wind, she looks like she's at a Maybelline photo shoot. She's
right.
Like,
your Barbie I beast fashion. And this
she wakes up like that, guys.
This reminded me of Jenna's elimination against Amanda. I forgot which season, but when they were like up in the air above the water.
Yes.
And
she
had to like fight her way back into the game. Do you remember how intense that elimination was? That reminded me of this elimination. It was just, it was so intense. Like the editing of it was amazing. The music went great with it. Like they did a really good job with this elimination.
They did. I agree.
I think it was exciting. Overall, it was an amazing elimination. And I personally hope that next week we get a little more quick with the clips and just, you know, get the action back a little bit more. But
and I know people are over the Zach Jenna thing, but I am intrigued to see what goes down now that he knows that she won.
Do you
this
think
elimination.
He calls in? Do they show a clip next week of Zach talking with Jenna again? I think it's going to be done at this point. That storyline should be kaput for the rest of the season. But
I
will they show
Zach
it? Who
publicly
knows?
Publicly apologizes for his behavior. I wonder if
have we heard much about him on Twitter or anything or Instagram?
He posted something on Instagram. It wasn't really an apology. It was just trying to get fans to understand where Jenna and Zach are coming from. And he said something like, you know, couples aren't always perfect.
We know that. No one's saying that they have to be. We know that.
Right. Yeah. So that's pretty much what he was saying. He was saying people make mistakes, but that's the beauty of growing your relationship and stuff like that.
But this isn't a mistake. This is his personality. Like calling someone a name is a mistake. Cheating can even be a mistake. This is Zach's personality. Like it's not a mistake or a one-time thing. He's a not respectful boyfriend, and like she deserved better, and I would love to see her have better.
It's kind of frightening too that he's so convinced in his mind that she cheated. It's like where, you know, he's obviously reading something, but him being so certain.
Yeah, because they said they were on a break, and we assume that what he's reading is from some DMs that happened while they were on a break, but we don't really know the timeline there. It could be anything.
And
so
what is
we don't
11?
Know.
Well,
come home and deal with this. Or
well, yeah,
over?
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, all that is ridiculous because she's literally at work right now. Like, hun, I'm at work.
Yeah.
Can we talk about this later?
Yeah.
But I don't know if she cheated or not, but has he cheated on her? It's like, you know, maybe he did too. So what are we doing here? Anyways, guys, we do need a wrap. Unfortunately, we would love to keep talking with you. Fun episode for me for the last 15 minutes, but overall lots of fun drama. We'll see what happens next week. My name's Daniel Lindgren at Idiot Fox Boys on TikTok. Let's go, guys. Let's go through the handles.
Yeah, Jen.
You guys can find me on all social media at Benny J Adams. Thanks so much for joining
us. Happy birthday, Benny.
Guys.
Happy birthday, Benny. Woo!
And you can find me at David_Christopher_official on Instagram and every Wednesday with these awesome crew.
You can find me at Pamela Gross Jill, and everyone stay safe and happy and healthy.
Oh, that was sweet, Pam. I agree with that. Safe and happy and healthy. Jenna_Bussier on Twitter.
Marie, thank you again for joining us. You guys all have a fantastic week. We'll see you next week.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.